So one final question related to this case. So this lady now, what's her current situation?
So this patient has had about 18 months of combination therapy. She is in complete remission by virtue of having all of her lymph nodes less than 1.5 centimeters, and she is MRD negative in her bone marrow. Now, the trial design, as I mentioned, was 2 years of combination therapy or 24 months, so she still is on combination therapy. And owing to the design of the clinical trial, what will likely happen for her is that at the end of the 24 months, we will do a response assessment again. I expect for her to still be in complete remission. I expect for her still to be MRD negative, and we will be monitoring her after stopping therapy serially with blood MRD testing to evaluate for whether or not her disease comes back and what the timing is for that. The challenge at this point for me in managing her is, what to do with that information. Do we reinitiate treatment if she becomes MRD positive? If we reinitiate treatment, does she go on ibrutinib monotherapy, or do we try to get her back in an MRD negative state with a combination or with venetoclax? We don't really know what the right approach is, and we're having discussions now in our program about, we really would like, since these patients have participated in a clinical trial, we really would like to be relatively uniform and deliberate about what we do for them so that we can give further direction in follow-up. And so we'll decide on an approach within our group and proceed in that regard.
So this strategy of combining a BTK inhibitor and venetoclax, I know it's being looked at in a lot of different trials. Is it being looked at in phase three setting, and does it need really to be looked at in a phase three setting?
It is being looked at in a phase three clinical trial, which is ibrutinib venetoclax that's ongoing in Europe. So yes, we will have phase three data. I think it is important. And one of the discussions has been, we have CLL14 data, that's venetoclax plus obinutuzumab. The complete remission rate is relatively high. The MRD negative rate is relatively high with that combination. People are asking, is there a difference between ibrutinib, venetoclax, and outcomes versus venetoclax obinutuzumab in the frontline setting? And we don't have any data to answer that question. Theoretically, I'm interested in the mechanism of how those drugs act. I'm interested in the mechanism of ibrutinib and the fact that ibrutinib interferes with the CLL interaction with the microenvironment. And I tend to think that mechanistically there's a difference between those two regimens. But we need to generate data to support that, and we need to have the follow-up and some idea about long-term outcomes. We're doing our next clinical trial will be BTK inhibitor plus venetoclax, and patients will be randomized to receive an additional CD20 antibody or no CD20 antibody with MRD as an endpoint. And with that, we will be able to determine whether or not the CD20 antibody is adding to the combination.
That's going to be a single arm study?
No, it's a
Oh, randomized. Wow.
Randomized phase two based on MRD status.
And where are just from MD Anderson, or where are they coming from?
This is an MD Anderson trial.
Wow.
Yep.
Because I was going to say, what about all three? And are there other studies looking at all three?
So the Ohio State group reported on all three together in a phase two trial. I don't know that there's any randomized phase three trials that are ongoing with all three, but I anticipate others are looking at the three drug combination in phase two studies. I anticipate that there may be a phase three trial. We need a little bit more phase two data before we consider that as an arm.